welcome to the show. Oh, yeah. Gotta love Rhonda. She is my sweet darling. How you guys doing? How are you? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I've had a pretty great day myself. And I've got a surprise for you. I know that you can tell that I'm not... I'm still in my normal studio. Savannah, unfortunately, couldn't make us make the show today, but that's okay, because I have Andreas back.
My word, it's true.
It's
How
you.
Did you do it?
It's you.
I am
you're back
again,
dude.
This is crazy.
I was like, as soon as she hit me up and she was like, "Oh, I can't make it," I'm like, "No, maybe Andreas will join me again."
Well, the funny thing is, so last night,
do tell.
I was going to bed and I was like, you know what? The coolest thing about my week, like, and there's like all kinds of neat, you know, there's slushy machines and nice things happening.
Yeah.
Like the best thing is hanging out with them. I wish I could time travel to the future just a few days so that it would be the day of the show again. And I wake up and I was like,
did you just manifest this?
I kept looking at the watch. Like, is it really Tuesday? Like, how did we make Exertus Day?
Savannah, did you get some weird like urge to not do my show today?
Was it about hippos?
Is there something about hippos? So, okay, I wasn't originally going to do a segment on hippos, but, well.
You know, it happened.
Turns out this guy's been posting a lot of hippo stuff.
Dude, I am a hippo.
Are you a hippo?
I am the hippo. Mother.
Can you explain that?
I'm the mother
of
all hippos.
No. Wait to explain it.
Yeah.
So we're...
Yeah, you don't need explanation. You just need to know I am the mother of all hippos. That's all you need.
You're not the father of all hippos. You're the mother of all hippos.
Yeah. I am Taheret, the Egyptian goddess of the mother of all hippos.
I did pull that up.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to talk about
it. Don't explain anything.
You're the one talking about it all.
All right.
Okay. Stop. No, never stop.
Don't stop believing.
Okay.
In Tahrir.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna be talking about Texas banned masks. What? Wait. Why is that funny?
Oh, I mean, it's one of those like it's when you cut someone off in traffic. Laugh. It's like, ha ha ha. Now we're back.
Okay. I got it.
It was a good thing Texas did.
It is. I agree. Yeah. They're like, you know what? We can't mandate masks anymore.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's great. I'm kind of cool with it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Republicans in Congress are basically saying, we're not wearing masks anymore. Fine us all you want, Nancy Pelosi. And people are like, clutching their pearls. You know, they're all upset about it. So
yeah.
we're going to make fun of that and talk about it. Then we're going to talk about Anne Boleyn.
Fun.
485 years ago, she got her head chopped off today.
And divorce rates in California have skyrocketed ever since.
You could directly tie the divorce rates in California to Anne Boleyn.
Directly is a strong word, but you know, I'll do it anyway.
Well, they basically created divorce.
Totally.
Like, that king was like, I need it. It was like 6 years of fighting for it, too.
I need a new religion about divorce. Yeah. Imagine if he was gay.
Basically.
The Anglican Church would have been way more colorful.
That's a good point, actually. All right, so we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to have story time. Hippo
time.
I'm sorry. Hippo story time.
Hippotology.
Hippotology time with Andreas.
Thank you.
It's good, right? Okay. Okay,
well, serious,
I'm having
though.
Fun. I'm having
this
fun. You know what? Before we start, I want to just tell everybody, what is that video that you showed me with the mushrooms?
Oh, man. So we were talking about mushrooms like,
yesterday.
Show.
Yeah, yesterday.
It was yesterday?
It was, yeah. Doesn't it feel like forever ago?
This is blowing my mind. So Paul Stamets, back in 2008,
yes.
I went to a TED Talk in Monterey, and the guy who was speaking was a lot of people, but
yeah.
Paul Stamets. And so mushrooms is his life.
Yeah.
In fact, like beyond that episode, for those who haven't seen Six Ways Mushrooms Can Save the World.
Oh, and mind you,
they can.
It's amazing. I just tweeted it out earlier. You know what? I'm going to grab it right now while you're...
cool.
Please continue. I'm going to drop it in chat
right
now.
So bottom line, before you get into like how cool the resets have been through, like we talk about resets on the time. Paul Stamets has brought up how six major environmental resets have been subsided by mushrooms. So mycelium networks have actually survived anyway. But what's really interesting to me is that his mother nearly died. And then he started looking for cures for her. And they're like, well, you know, there's this mushroom. We don't know how to cure her. This is really bad cancer. But you know what? There's a mushroom trial you can try. And he's like, wait a second. That's right. I'm the mushroom scientist running that trial. That's hilarious that they suggested my own trial.
Wow,
really?
He was really?
Just trying to find mainstream stuff for his mom. Anyway, long story short, turkey tail mushrooms cured his mother of like the worst kinds of cancer.
No way.
And he has her walk out in the next video, which is like in 2010.
So in this video, I know this is not even part of the segments.
It's huge.
It's amazing. Like, I am amazed. And I watched this under an hour ago.
Yeah.
Because you sent it to me, and I was like, I was getting my show ready, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to check this video out. It's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. We can make fuel. There's cures to
anthrax,
flu.
All of it.
Regular, all sorts of different viruses.
Anything we can get sick from, mushrooms can too. So they fight it.
Yeah. And it is incredible. Environmental protections. It could leach, or it basically leach toxins out of the ground.
And radiation. You get a mushroom that doesn't have photosynthesis capacity,
yeah,
it will get energy from nuclear waste.
Yes, exactly.
Clean up Chernobyl, which they've done.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And also, they actually tested this. Buried these this burlap sap he filled it with mushrooms and some other stuff, and he put it on like where the run would go, mm-hmm, off of a farm, and it soaked up all the toxic pesticides and
which are petroleum
stuff
based.
Yeah, all the stuff, and it just took it out of the ground, and the environment around the farm skyrocketed like crazy.
Right. Yeah, so you have like oil spills, right? Mm-hmm. Well, oil can be converted into glucose sugars that are consumed by the mushroom, which then are turned into other alcohols. Things will come down like birds to try to eat those mushrooms that are growing, these big, clam mushroom, oyster mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then from, which are like the size of watermelons, if they're eating that much sugar from the oils. And then the birds will drop seeds in when they go to the bathroom, you know? And so eventually you have this forest that grows out of sort of landmark species, keystone species, are like the most important things.
There, it is incredible. I dropped it in chat not too long ago. Please go watch it because it is incredible.
Dude, look into Paul Stamets. We got to get him on your show.
I would be honored to have him on my show.
He's super down to earth human being. And you can get, he still has like Stamets mushrooms. You can get like a clothing line and grow bags of all kinds of healthy mushrooms that cure cancer and fight everything. It's so much more than just.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it a lot. I love it a lot. All right. So let's get into the segments.
Yeah.
I feel like we could talk. Mushrooms, you could probably talk mushrooms a lot longer than I could.
No, I think that ring good.
No, you did good?
Yeah,
okay,
happy.
Okay, we're good. All right, first thing we're going to talk about is Texas ban on masks.
Sweet.
It's pretty good.
Super based. All right, Texas is coming back around, you know?
This is from yesterday. Texas governor bans local governments and schools from requiring face masks.
So in other words, hold on. Important.
What?
They didn't ban masks. They ban forcing people to do stuff.
Correct.
You can wear a mask.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. You know, you can wear whatever you want.
You are free to wear a mask if you see fit.
That's epic. It's a huge difference because people are going to hear it like, oh, Texas is against, they're just for freedom.
Yes. They are for freedom. Exactly. All right. So Greg Abbott, which is the governor of Texas, today issued an executive order prohibiting governmental entities in Texas, including counties, cities, school districts, public health authorities, or government officials from requiring or mandating mask wearing. Public schools may continue to follow current mask wearing guidelines through June 4th, but after June 4th, no student, teacher, parent, or other staff member or visitor can be required to wear a mask on campus. Beginning May 21st, local governments or officials that attempt to impose a mask mandate or impose a limitation inconsistent or conflicting with the executive order can be subject to a fine of up to $1,000. The Lone Star State continues to defeat COVID-19 through the use of widely available vaccines, antibody therapeutic drugs, and safe practices utilized by Texans in our communities, said Governor Abbott. Texas, not government, should decide their best health. Texans, not government, should decide their best health practices, which is why masks will not be mandated by public school districts or government entities. Okay, I just got to stop a second and just be like,
nice. Yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah, they're bringing back like the real mandates.
Yeah.
You know, the negative.
We should decide.
Ones. Yeah.
We should decide. Okay?
Yeah.
That's great. And he says, he continues here, we can continue to mitigate COVID-19 while defending Texans' liberty to choose whether or not they mask up. Exactly. Exactly. Exempt from the executive order are state-supported living centers, government-owned or operated hospitals, Texas Department of Criminal Justice facilities, Texas Juvenile Justice Department facilities, and county and municipal jails. Okay, so there is some exceptions to the rule, but if you're living free and you're roaming around Texas, you are exempt. That's not enough for some people.
No. I mean, even the way it sounds is like they're like, people think they're banning masks now, you know?
Right. Well, if you read into it at all, which most people don't.
Yeah.
But this is from Donnie the Don, who's actually been on my show.
Nice.
She's running for mayor of Arlington, Texas. I believe it was Arlington. She said, it shouldn't have been required in the first place. Stop praising this man. He needs to be primaried out. You know what? I kind of agree with her.
Well, I dig that they're pushing
harder. It was required in the first place. Yeah. It was mandated in the first place, and that is a problem.
Yeah.
The fact that they were like, you know what? We're going to mandate it now. She's got a point.
Well, I mean, we live in the cyber gulag, and so obviously...
Well, that's cyber, though.
Well, I mean...
This is reality,
when
though.
People are... Cyber is reality. You're locked in your...
The physical realm.
Yeah, you're in your house looking through a VR headset. You're still in, like, a quarantined prison. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And most people's rights have been so trampled that we don't even believe in rights anymore. Everything's up to discussion. Like, a democracy, there's no inalienable constitutional... republic, you know, we've kind of, like we said, like they've taken it away. So
yeah.
It's nice to sometimes be like, oh, thankfully someone still ideologically thinks we should have freedoms and negative governance. But I do think that Donnie's right, because you don't want them to think that you're so grateful that you're getting just barely what you deserve.
Right.
And
exactly.
We should be like, this is long, long past due.
Yes.
And probably someone needs to like get in trouble for this, not just
yay,
be like,
we're getting our freedoms back.
Yeah.
Who and, are you?
And
what?
A lot
excuse
of it's
me?
So...
No, we are free. We have these rights. You don't get to tell us whether or not we have them.
Well, and again, like they've done such a good job. I mean, especially like think about where your government's at right now.
Yeah.
We're folding into, and federal immigration judges are using international law more and more as case law, which is crazy. Because what it means is eventually America's constitution will have to be underneath some sort of UN structure if we keep doing that. And that's what they wanted. Somebody is trying to do.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, because like the biggest problem is that we have constitutional rights for their takeover.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that they're up against.
Yeah, so check this out. Republicans defy mask rules on House floor. So even the Republicans are, you know what? We're done with it. And
nice.
Of course, it's always they love this girl, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean they cannot stand this woman.
I mean, she's like Ocasio-Cortez though. I mean, it is
she's
what it
like
is.
The op. Yeah, she is kind of like she's
good.
She's
I'm for
the
it.
Other side of it. Yeah, yeah.
We need to have some crazy in there.
Yeah, so several House Republicans who protested the mask rules on Tuesday are among those who haven't revealed their vaccination status publicly or have openly said they won't get vaccinated. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, here she is standing proudly. C-SPAN, of course, is showing this as live, but this, she goes, Speaker Pelosi installs a COVID-positive box inside House chambers so she could bring COVID-positive members inside to vote for her.
So she's trying biological
for
warfare?
For Speaker. No, because she needed their vote.
Oh, okay.
to stay Speaker, of the House.
Isn't it risking the other member, the Republican members that are doing this? Isn't it risking their health? And isn't that kind of malicious?
Well, I mean, it was a cordoned off box, sealed box.
Okay, so okay, kind of.
But she made sure that they were able to come in and vote.
Yeah.
Instead of just wearing masks, which if masks, I'm not gonna. I'm afraid to even say that before
right.
Whatever I was about to say. I think you can allude to what I was gonna say. I just don't want to get booted off this here platform.
Yeah.
But she says here, but refuses to follow the science. The CDC, Gov, and President Biden's advice. So they, I'm assuming most of these Democrats have been vaccinated.
I mean, I'm
pretty sure Pelosi got vaccinated. Did she get? She got vaccinated, right?
Well, so that's always funny. This is the thing about this. This is a huge idiot test on one level, because you can get a vaccine from like six different sources right now, and not counting just the United States. And the records that you have, I mean, there's kind of a good Freedom Tunes about this, where it's really all about getting the selfie, you know, because nobody cares about the paperwork. If you have the selfie, then you did it. But did you do it? That seems like it seems like it'd be really easy. Let's just say, to tell everyone that they needed to do this thing, and then you were felt like, because you're, let's just say you're a senator and you think you're above the law, to just say you did something and you didn't do it. Now, I'm not saying anyone's faking it or anything, but wouldn't that be kind of a Pelosi move?
There she is right there, getting vaccinated.
Yeah, but who's to say that's not sugar water or anything? I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just saying, like, I could easily see someone lying. People lie in politics, okay?
True. And I've seen many, many different people saying... all these optics of people in government wearing masks, is exactly that, optics, because when they're not on camera, nobody's wearing a mask.
Never.
Everyone's walking through the halls, no masks.
Sometimes people get pictures of them.
Whenever the camera goes up, there's videos of them putting a mask on, walking to 4 feet to the stage in front of the camera, taking the mask off, talking, putting it back on, walking off camera.
Modeling behavior.
That they thought was off camera, but someone had a wider view and saw them taking the mask off when they got off stage.
Yeah.
It's like, what, are you going to catch it in between right there and right here? What?
I mean, it just seems like perfect war game scenario, right? You just say that all the borders are closed except for special people. Everyone has to wear masks so no one can be seen or monitored by the security cameras except for special people.
And special people.
Yeah, and these special people have free, what is it, agency, I think we were talking about before. So it seems like there's way more going on here. And I would suggest about anyone to start identifying as being vaccinated. All right, take that however you will.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just leave that as it is. Take it however you will. Here she is again, standing in front, proud to join these patriots for a peaceful protest on the House floor against mask mandates.
Sweet.
Hashtag free your face.
I follow some of these people myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
I was the first guy to wear a mask on a plane. Like,
when?
For the thing. So it was early January. I just got out of New York, went to Bermuda, and I was coming back through Connecticut, and I was like, dude, I got to get out of here, because, like, there's this giant explosion that happened, because this salt water got arced from the wiring in front of this building I was at.
Where is this? In Bermuda?
No, this is Palace Theater, where Houdini played his last show before he went to Detroit.
Okay.
And then it was, like, a haunted theater I was, like, squatting in.
Yeah. Oh,
but
cool.
There was an explosion, and so I was like, I got to get out of here. I had all this weird stuff. And so I had gotten, like, masquerade plague beak that I had with me.
Cool.
And I was like, I don't want to break it. It's like, you know, so I wore it like in the airport.
You're talking about like the 20s like beak.
I'm doing like 16 and 20s beak. Like the plague
doctor. The plague doctor beak.
And I had a pilgrim hat.
Where is that? You have that?
Yeah, I do.
That's dope. Where is it?
I'll pull it out.
Is it here?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you could go get it right now?
I'd have to dig. I mean, the way things have been, you know, it's hard to find things. But
okay.
I will get it for you. But like, so the thing is, and I have photos of it too. But I was like, you know, they let like religious people wear whatever they want on planes. They should let me wear my mask.
My plague doctor.
Yeah,
mask.
Like I identify as a Californian. Like I'm crazier than anything. I deserve my support animal, and it should be a Chihuahua. You know,
and it should be a mask that I can wear on my face.
Nobody gave me any trouble. Everyone like was like, I don't want to deal with this today. And then like one guy while I was in the airport after all security was like, I like your mask, man. It was like one of the TSA people.
Someone's saying 1300s.
No, that's fair.
Is
actually
it that far back?
Yeah, it goes back. 1300s. Actually, you could go back even further if you start to, when you start looking into the idea of birds and health and like the doctors, like it's actually go full Tartaria. But so I wear the mask, and then these kids are pointing at me like, oh, look at that. And then I land in Minneapolis, and I'm getting off the plane, and I'm still wearing the mask, and I get into the car, and I hear that that COVID's been announced, and that they're going to start closing down everything down, and then masks are starting to be. And as soon as that happened, I was like, man,
you're like,
I don't want to be a trendsetter anymore, you know?
I don't want to do it anymore. All right, that's fun. Well, cool. You know, speaking of like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, let's talk about Anne Boleyn.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So I don't know if you know who Anne Boleyn is. She kind of changed like religious history.
Yeah, amongst other things.
Well, she didn't, but the king who wanted to boink her basically did, because he was married. All right, so May 19th, which is today, 485 years ago today, she got her head chopped off. So I saw this and I was like, that's kind of interesting. Wait, who's this person again? Like, what is her story? And then I just started looking into it and I was like, this is kind of interesting. Let's talk about it. So here is an interesting image of all these, just looks like royalty just watching on as this dude most brutally with a broadsword. Claymore? Is that a claymore? It looks more like a claymore. I feel like it should be a little longer.
Isn't that Link's sword in Zelda? But yeah.
Well, I mean, that would have a name also.
Okay.
Anyway, she's getting her head chopped off.
Yeah.
Then we got another interesting image. Like, what do you think it actually was?
Ooh.
But she did indeed get her head chopped off. But I have this article. This is from Britannica. And it basically just gives a little rundown. So Anne Boleyn, also spelled Boulen, she died May 19th, 1536, the second wife of King Henry VIII of England and mother of Queen Elizabeth I. Events surrounding the annulment of Henry's marriage to his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, and his marriage to Anne led him to break with the Roman Catholic Church and brought about the English Reformation. Anne's father, who was Sir Thomas Boleyn, later Earl of Wiltshire and Ormond, after spending part of her childhood in France, she returned to England in 1522 and lived at Henry's court and drew many admirers. A desired marriage with Lord Henry Percy was prevented on Henry's order by Cardinal Wolsey, and at some undetermined point, the king himself fell in love with her. Hmm. In 1527, Henry initiated secret proceedings to obtain an annulment from his wife, the aging Catherine of Aragon. His ultimate aim was to father a legitimate male heir to the throne. For 6 years, Pope Clement VII, under pressure from Henry's rival Charles V, refused to grant the annulment. But all the while, Henry's passion for Anne was strengthening his determination to rid himself of his queen. About January 25th, 1533, Henry and Anne were secretly married. The union was made public on Easter of that year, and on May 23rd, Henry had the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Cranmer, pronounce the marriage to Catherine null and void. In September, Anne gave birth to a daughter, the future Queen Elizabeth I. Anne's arrogant behavior soon made her unpopular at court, although Henry lost interest in her and began liaisons with other women. The birth of a son might have saved the marriage. Anne had a miscarriage in 1534, and in January 1536, she gave birth to a stillborn male child. On May 2nd, 1536, Henry had her committed to the Tower of London on the charge of adultery with various men and even incest with her own brother. She was tried by a court of peers, unanimously convicted, and beheaded on May 19th. On May 30th, Henry married Jane Seymour. That Anne was guilty as charged is unlikely. She was the apparent victim of a temporary court faction supported by Thomas Cromwell. And here is an image of her face. She basically just got ghosted by the king. I mean, he was like, she didn't give me what I wanted. I wanted a male heir. Well,
now hearing that side of the story, though, I mean, Aragon's pretty wild. I don't know if you've ever been there, but
I haven't. No, yeah.
I mean, it's plainly beautiful and windy, boring rural country.
Where is Spain? It's Spain.
Yeah, it's North Spain, and it's what took over the Arab Caliphate originally. So it was an important, you know, political maneuver to marry her. Mm. But at the same time, who knows what she was really up to?
And so you don't think it was just like him wanting to get down and busy with it?
No, you know what I'm saying? The Catholic Church at
some
the time,
hot Spanish girl.
So the Catholic Church at that time really kind of arranged which states were getting married. Mm. And it was really valuable because they were fighting the Muslims. And so Spain had just been conquered by these Christians that were under the Catholic Church. And Ferdinand was, kind of a simp. And they were trying to find other people from other countries that they could marry into. And it was a foregone conclusion that the Muslims were going to take over England at that point.
So wouldn't the church have wanted to strengthen the connection between England and Spain?
Yeah, but they were losing control over England. And so that's what led to the Puritans and eventually led to Lord Cromwell, who became Lord Protectorate. Actually, this is about the point when the King Charles afterwards gets killed. And when he's beheaded, it's like 1600 when that happens.
Okay.
Then there's no king. England becomes basically a presidential state. They don't have the Lord Protectorate is their president.
Oh, okay.
So everything falls apart at that point, and Puritans take over. And so what they're going to be claiming is that anybody who's not part of them is like sinful. So I hear that, but at the same time, people were pretty wild. Who knows what she was up to? And like incest is a pretty royal thing to do.
Well, I mean, in other articles that I was reading, they weren't as tightly compact as this. Kind of summed it up very well. Like, they were all saying that it seemed like it was very unlikely that she really didn't...
She seems like she's supposed to be a nice lady. I mean, that's what I've heard.
Well, and no, but she wasn't very nice. That's also what I'm hearing.
That's what I was saying. The feminist argument that like divorce rates and everything all has to do with this chauvinistic king, I think it misses the points of how terrible marriages can be. And like she was like, you know, she was not raised with love by her royal family either. She's probably pretty sinister.
I reserve the right to say that anyone... male or female can be a terrible person.
Yeah, that's the woke move.
It doesn't matter. Anyone could be a terrible person. Anyone could be an amazing person.
Equal opportunity.
Anybody. Right, exactly. I don't care what. I've seen countless different types of people, all different types of people be rude, and all different types of people be amazing, and you can never pinpoint any one person on anything else.
So this was Henry, right?
Henry VIII.
How many wives did he go through?
Three, I believe. He married the third, and I didn't really look too much into Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he married his third wife within a month of her getting her head chopped off.
Apparently, he's a big guy with BDE, but he also had a beard, and he looked like he was, you know, pretty much like the last king who was coherent of England.
Huh.
You know?
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Let's start a segment that I'm very excited for.
Oh, is this it?
This is Hippo Storytime.
Oh, man. Yay.
With Andreas Exertus.
I'm the mother hippo.
Can you explain this to me?
Well, you got to read that article.
Okay. Wait, which article?
The Tararet. But you can go through the one you want first.
Wait, which one?
Tararet. That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Should I just bring up the Wikipedia here?
Yeah.
Tararet.
Yeah. And there's there's other ways that they pronounce that. I think it's like Thoth even.
Ancient Egyptian religion, Tararet, and there's a bunch of different versions of it, is the protective ancient Egyptian goddess of childbirth and fertility. The name Tararet means she who is great, or simply great one, a common pacificatory address to dangerous deities. The deity is typically depicted as a bipedal female hippopotamus with female attributes, pendulous female human breasts, and the limbs and paws of a lion, and the back and tail of a Nile crocodile. She commonly bears the epithet Lady of Heaven, Mistress of the Horizon, She Who Removes Water, Mistress of Pure Water, and Lady of the Birth House.
So she's the mother of the sun.
Hold on. So you're telling me you identify as all of these things?
I'm Californian. I can if I want to.
He did say he is from California.
Yeah, I have a driver's license to prove it. No green card. But so,
well, you could just identify as a Californian. Doesn't that work too?
That I don't know. Probably at this point, I think we're at that level. We just, oh gosh.
I identify as a Californian.
Well, the sun goddess, right? That Amun-Re is the mother of Amun-Re is Tararet. Mm. So if you go back below, so in Luciferianism,
well, technically all of them are, and she's the mother of everything.
That's right,
because she's the protector of childbirth.
Yeah. So Luciferianism is where you see the Enlightenment movement. And the
Illuminati. Whoa, wait, hold on.
I swear it connects. Rosicrucians.
Now Luciferianism.
Yeah,
isn't that Satanism?
Sort of. Yeah.
So wait, why are we talking about this now?
Well, okay, here you go. Here we go.
Oh my goodness.
So people look at God and they say God is light, right?
Okay.
And these churches with light everywhere.
Sure.
Well, light is Lucifer, right? Light is because at one point, the goddess, which is the darkness, the womb, the matrices, the matrix out of the womb said, let there be light. And so light is the separation.
Okay.
So before the moon and before the sun and before is the darkness is Tararet. So Tararet is the true Saturn. You know,
Tararet is Lucifer.
No. The sun is Lucifer. Right?
So Tararet
soul
gave birth to Lucifer.
Yeah, when God created Lucifer. That's kind of and that myth plays out in every culture. Lucifer's not first. And then so the first thing, though, is this feminine thing that things come out of. And then the Greeks and the Romans have flipped it. So you have Zeus and you have Cronus. That's Jupiter and Saturn, right? So Saturn, out of the stomach, they cut out the babies. It's clearly been masculinized. You need to look at the feminine origin of Saturn to see that was a womb, and that the gods were burst out of the womb from a cesarean. And so Tararet, yeah. And then the sweet divine nectar of her milk, right? Because she's, you know, breastfeeding, which also separates us from the reptilians, because to breastfeed is a
wait. Now we're talking about reptilians.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot to break down with what you just said.
Egyptian gods are based on animals. You've seen that?
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, when I was talking about hippopotamus story time, I was like talking actual, like real life hippos today.
Let's do it. There's also some of that going on still. Thank God they still have hippos.
Yeah, goodness. I mean, so this is the tweet that started it all. Okay, I saw him tweet this out and I'm like, imagine a hippopotamus with your hippocampus. And I was like, that's funny. And then it's hypognosis?
Hypnognosis.
Hypnognosis.
Yeah. So it has to
This thing is freaking cute.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's also could kill you.
And case in point, if you scroll down just a little bit, in 2005, a South African man, Marius Els, adopted a baby hippo after rescuing it from a river. 6 years later, after years of bonding between the two, the hippo dragged him into that same river and ate him. This is a true story.
And he's people think they're vegetarians.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
I mean, they do eat.
They eat 50, 60 kilos of grass a day.
Yeah, they eat a lot. I mean,
but they can eat meat.
This guy is cute. Look at him. Look at this cutie.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that he actually kind of looks mean right there.
He'll evolve into a killer.
He's like, I'll eat you, man. Don't look at me that way.
I'm a hippo.
He's like, all right, I'm cute, but I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Case in point, he actually did the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, yeah. So
do no harm. Do no harm?
I'm going full hippo right now. Okay. Because you remember we're talking about Real Geniuses with Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
That's where the I'm a gorilla thing really comes from. When we were talking to Alex, I was like, "Have you seen Real Geniuses?" Because we had the laser.
Yeah.
But I was like, "Okay, what comes next after gorilla is clearly hippo." And if you look at Ubuntu, like the Linux operating system, they do like an animal worship every season. Mm. Right now, they just switched from gorilla to hippo. So I'm like, okay, it's a sign. So we have to look into hippo.
Wait, did you basically make that happen? Did you manifest that?
I don't take credit for things like that.
I'm going to give you credit for these things, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I like to think so, but I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, from that mushroom video that I watched, though, it's like we're really actually close to really close to mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. We are Opisthokonta. We're a metazoa family.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
You know what it reminds me of? Our nervous system,
mm-hmm.
the image of just our nervous system
that
by
is a
itself,
giant mushroom mycelial net.
It feels like it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you think about the gut.
Okay,
fauna,
we're talking about hippos. I'm sorry, we're talking about hippos.
It's fair, but hippo.
But it kind of is cool.
Hippo is a hashtag. There's so much more to the idea, like the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah.
Hippocrates, like who was
Hippocrates.
Yeah, Hippocrates. Like in all of these ideas, also hypnosis. Hypnosis comes from. Taharet through Hippocrates as well. So like the word hippo is like a Greek word that transplanted on top of ptah.
What does it mean, hippo?
I don't know. I think we should look it up if you can.
I'm doing it.
But it comes from Hippocrates. And Hippocrates was a sophist. He was a philosopher. Back then, philosophers would come to a town. You get two philosophers and be like, we're having this argument. Have them fight it. And then they would flip a coin and then they would both take a side. And then they would professionally argue something for people. And
okay. Basically, what I've seen is it's short for hippopotamus.
Oh no, a recursive! How dare they?
I don't think.
Next time, use etymology.com.
There is an ancient city in northern Africa, south of modern Annaba, Algeria, chief town of Numidia.
Okay.
Numidia.
Okay.
So that's actually a geographical name.
That could make sense. So the thing is, the word hippo and like hyper are connected, and hyper means beyond. It's kind of like meta, you know? And that has to do with like the mother is beyond the family. Like this is where everything comes from. It has a lot to do with origin, you know, and the progenesis. And so the hippo is the thing that will create the young, manifest it, protect her young to the point of like viciousness. And but I think the hippo is a great. It's a great spirit animal.
I mean, they're freaking vicious.
Yeah.
Look at this.
But they're full of love.
Hippo bites and tramples elderly man to death as he herds cattle.
He just got up and ran out and just...
It's a really sad story. It's basically this 81-year-old man is with his grandson, and they're herding these cattle, and he just charges out of the brush and just freaking... bites his leg so he couldn't run. And then tramples the dude to death, and the kid ran to the town to try to get some help, and by the time they get back he was dead.
You could blame, you know, like they live with crocodiles. It could be that they have it's just rough out there.
If you're gonna come at me, I'm gonna take you out first.
It could be the
it's
thing.
Me or you, and I ain't going anywhere.
But for whatever reason, my dad was always like, don't worry too much about crocodiles and alligators. Alligators are sleepy. Crocodiles aren't even near here. And if you ever see a hippo, run. They are terrifying. And I was like, really? I mean, like 4 years old. He's like, oh yeah, hippos. So, I mean.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Every single.
He's not wrong.
Like National Geographic. You know, any sort of documentary on Africa. Whenever I saw a hippo, they're like, and hippos are really amazing animals, but don't go near them.
No,
and
yeah.
They're very vicious, and they'll kill you. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
When you think of hippos yawning, they're not bored. They're running. They're ready. Like, that is like them showing off.
Wait, how'd that go?
I think that's what it looks like.
All right, that's great.
That was terrifying.
Can I get that as an emote in my Discord?
Oh, no.
That's going to be a thing. That just happened.
That's more of a beaver growl.
Hippo Zertus. Hip Zertus.
All right, I'll take it.
Ex-hippo? Ex-zippo? I don't know.
Ex-zippo?
Yeah, maybe.
That sounds like some sort of Italian clown from the 16th century.
Or a very fancy lighter.
Ooh, yeah. I can see that, too.
Huh?
All right.
Okay, all right. Check this story out. Man swallowed by hippo.
Oh yeah.
Lives to write about it.
This is the one. I feel this guy.
Is insane. And I'm gonna read this whole thing. Let's see. Paul Templer claims he was swallowed by a hippo while leading a kayak tour down the Zambezi River. The hippo attack happened 17 years ago, but this week Templer recounted the horrifying tale to The Guardian. Templer was a 27-year-old river guide who led tours down the Zambezi in Zimbabwe many times and had weathered several of what he considered half-hearted attacks by a certain territorial male hippo. These half-hearted attacks gave Templer no clue as to the potential viciousness of the bull who attacked one day, apparently out of the blue. The vicious assault killed an apprentice guide before turning on Templer, who had approached to try to help his co-worker. There was no transition at all, no sense of approaching danger. It was as if I was suddenly gone blind and deaf, Templer recalled in The Guardian. Templer didn't immediately understand what had happened to him, though. He said, I was aware that my legs were surrounded by water, but my top half almost seemed dry. I seemed to be trapped in something slimy. There was a terrible sulfuric smell, like rotten eggs, and a tremendous pressure against my chest. My arms were trapped, but I managed to free one hand and fell around. My palm passed through the wiry bristles of the hippo's snout. It was only then I realized I was underwater, trapped up to my waist in his mouth.
I mean, whoa.
That's crazy. Templer was able to wriggle free, but the hippo attacked again, dragging him back underwater. Templer doesn't know how long he was under. Time passes very slowly when you're in a hippo's mouth.
This is a fact.
Apparently.
Can confirm. I'm hippo's mother.
I'm sorry, you can confirm this?
I'm the mother of all hippos.
Oh, right. You're the mother of all hippos, right. So before the hippo spat him out again, Templer was able to make his way to the surface where his co-worker awaited. Templer suffered close to 40 punctured wounds in the attack. Some of the bite marks were so deep his lung was exposed. His arm was crushed and eventually amputated.
Oh, no.
After he recovered from the injuries, Templer bravely returned to his job
as
a guide on the river. Mad lad,
that's
Chad.
That's pretty Chad.
That's some Chad
but
move
right
what's
there. What's he going to do? Well, he's not playing baseball anymore.
Well, it's not like he can row very easily.
Done with the violence. Well, they have those gas boats.
Is that what they are? Okay.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I mean, jeez.
Now, I don't want to say this is some weird metaphor from The Secret Sun, but you look at the Time magazine talking about a guy named Templar inside of the mother of all hippos. It seems kind of metaphorical to me.
What are they trying to say there, Andres?
I don't even... You know what? You guys go start a research group on it. Draw some red lines to some newspaper articles. I don't know.
We should figure this out. We should really get to the nitty gritty of this and really like find out. What does it mean?
He lost his arm. That's like a Full Metal Alchemist thing. You know, you lose your arm and leg to get what you want.
I've never actually seen that. But I hear good things.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I don't know. We went down a crazy anime rabbit hole.
It's true.
Not even, I wasn't even doing it. We were just kind of referencing it a little bit a couple weeks back, and the chat went nuts.
Oh, yeah?
As far as like,
are they pro or anti? They
like very, very into anime.
Dude, so Fullmetal Alchemist, there's two series, and you got to watch them both. And it's all about creating the Philosopher's Stone out of sacrifices. So you kill enough people to make something that makes you immortal.
Oh.
And there's a kid who has, trying to get his dead mother back, has to toss his arm and his leg into the fire. And actually, he loses his arm, his leg, and his brother's whole body. And his brother ends up in a ghost in a shell, living in armor. And I don't want to give anything
away. I have
away.
Seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a little bit about
it. Yeah.
So, but I didn't even know that part.
But like, and then in terms of like lost history, like that Tartaria like origin story, look into it. It's all in Full Metal. I don't know who that lady who makes it's good. Also, Chobits, they're completely unrelated, but I love that anime as well.
What's Chobits?
I don't know if your audience needs to know about that.
Well, there you have it. And that is Hippo Story Time with Andreas.
here on the Krigwa Show.
The point is, look into hippos, because they're going to look into you.
And if you see one,
run.
Get your butt somewhere else. All right? That's our tips, our helpful hippo tips, here with Adam Krigler and Andreas Exertus.
Good to be here with you.
Thank you, Andreas, for joining me. And if you haven't smashed the like button, please do. Please subscribe. And also go subscribe to this guy, because his channel... He goes way down the rabbit hole.
Help me escape.
I feel like on this show, I stand with you, and you hold my hand as we peer into the freaking rabbit hole.
I'm like, don't fall in. But
you're like, but look down there.
Look down there.
Look what's in that rabbit hole. Yeah. I can tell you more, but we'll have to jump in.
Do you hear that person yelling help from inside the hippo?
I'm good. No, it's pretty muffled.
Yeah.
And
you could have been like Ace Ventura coming out of the rhino. Life could have been worse.
I was thinking about actually getting that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm good. I think people have seen that. You guys have seen that.
You're going to get refaced as Ace Ventura coming out of the rhino. That's gonna happen. I'm sorry. I'll send it to you personally. Don't worry.
And I'll post it. You know what? That's gonna be the thumbnail clip of the hippo story time.
Yes.
And the hippo's face will... No, it's a rhino.
Yeah, but you don't know from the back.
That's a good point. They're the same, right?
Rhinos don't even exist anymore, man. They're mythical.
No, they exist.
Aren't they extinct? Didn't we lose the last
one? Not 100%.
Oh, I hope
not all of them. I think maybe like the white rhino, a specific species.
I hope we have a couple left, because it's like pretty soon people are going to be like, hippos, you're making stuff up, Dad.
Rhinos?
No way.
Something that has leathery skin and a horn. That's a
fat
unicorn.
Fat unicorn? What is obese unicorn? Get rid of this.
Fat, scaly unicorn? Come on. Yeah. What is this? No, yeah. Dinosaurs are dead. All right, let's get in some super chats. Thank you all very much for hanging out with us today. You know, Andreas, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
I love hearing that, but it's always a pleasure to be here. I can't believe I got to do it twice.
It's pretty cool. Thanks. And we'll have you on whenever we can. Let's see. Robert Wilde says, I posted the vid of my niece seeing the picture
made
of us with the Star Wars helmets on Locals, and your guy at your coffee got my order fixed and is sending me my second 2-pound bag. I got a 12-ounce by mistake. Oh, wonderful. Yep, they're pretty good at fixing that over there. And as soon as I'm able to get into my Locals account, I will check it out. For some reason, it's not letting me on.
I'm looking forward to that, too. I remember that post from yesterday.
Minion says, that's 70s, Andreas.
No, yeah? Is this shirt 70s?
That looks more 80s.
I feel peacocking, like, really 80s.
Are you peacocking right now?
I feel like I'm peacocking a bit. I'm for a hippo mother.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mark G says, Exertus is greater than Sav. Exertus Day continues. There is only Exertus. Resistance is futile.
The hypnosis is working.
That just happened.
The hypnosis is working.
That just happened. All right. There is no comparison.
No, okay. Sav is really cool.
Savannah's epic. Awesome. I love having her on on the show. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
I got to get over on her show.
I appreciate the viva Exertus. But yes, I mean.
Yeah, and also the comparisons with you and Ian, totally different too. You know, people
I think
keep doing
some
that.
Someone posted something good in your Discord about that. It's like if you have limited experiences, you try to map things to fit. So you're like, oh, that guy who says weird things or something like that. So I totally get that. But
yeah,
like,
I get it.
Try to expand all horizons always. You know?
There it is. Fractal became a member.
Good job, Fractal.
Thank you so much for that support. I appreciate that. You can now officially spin the UFO in chat. I'm going to do it right now myself because I can. I can spam all of my emotes. You can also smash the like button. I just did that right now. All the members, if you are a member, please spin the UFO in chat. Because you can actually spin the actual UFO. Would you mind?
All right.
You can't actually see it.
Oh,
Let's go to room shot.
Newport.
There we go.
Newport. Go. All right.
Spin it, you. All right. Oh, you know what? Let's leave it on the room shot. That's pretty great. Ryzen Ability says, mushrooms are amazing. And so is Muhammad's red beard.
It's true. They're probably related. If you actually know some of the stories in the early parts of the Quran.
Can you tell me about it after the show?
Yeah, I know
we can't talk about it, but...
Yeah, I'm actually... Guys, by Tuesday, I might be able to talk about it. If I just... I want to make sure I use the right NLP to say this in a safe way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, don't get me booted.
No.
Okay, cool.
Of course not.
Robin,
a beautiful thing is diversity.
Robin says, I just bought a couple bags of Krigwa coffee. Whoa, can't wait to drink some. Got the fake news one and Covfefe blend.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate that support. This camera, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Student of History says, the CDC and Fauci pulled a Harold Jaeger and oops the mask mandate away for reference. Jaeger was the East German official who accidentally opened the Berlin Wall immediately instead of months later. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Sorry. Mask mandates are gone. Wait a minute. What? But. I saw an awesome meme of there's a mask made of tinfoil.
Oh, perfect. It
says, oh, how the tables have turned.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's pretty funny. Robert Wilde says, wish I could have shown you all how happy my niece is with that picture, and your coffee guy has quickly fixed my order, mixed up, and is sending me the correct spot. Oh, well, you sent it again. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate that. I've just come to go check your super chats. I think it's whenever anyone super chats before I go live,
they disappear.
They just disappear. So,
gotta wait till
just,
it starts.
Yeah, just to let you know, that's probably what's happening. That's what I've noticed is happening. American Beast Savage says, my true mythical creature, unbiased media.
Aw.
Oof.
That's
hard,
crazy.
It's hard to find. But
I don't know if it exists or anything.
I was going to say, alas, everybody is biased.
Yeah,
in
and
some
I'm
way.
For that idea, because, like, you know, realistically, meaning is ascribed after an experience.
True.
So, I mean, it, otherwise, it's got, I mean, I know that sounds subjective, but my meaning comes from what you learned from something.
Correct.
So it has to be a bit biased because that's true. Existentialism.
Yeah, there it is. Vasidius says, did you see the video of Biden driving that electric truck? Did you see,
yeah.
did you see the slowed down vid where you can see the Secret Service driving with a second steering wheel? The man with the nuclear codes isn't allowed to drive. WTF. All right.
That's
I
sweet.
Did see that. I'm not sure if it's real or not.
It could also be that like he has a backup.
I'm not sure if it's real or not.
Yeah. But he did say he wanted to slam on the gas.
Some people were looking at it and analyzing it and saying that it's the Secret Service guy was just grabbing something. I don't know. It looks awfully fishy.
I remember when I had my driver's training, they had a car that had two steering wheels.
I don't
they
know.
They exist.
We'll
and I'm
see.
Sure it's not that hard.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't like, it, I don't know. It's a little weird.
Well, imagine like someone, you know, does something and he has to duck down and then someone behind him is driving. I mean, that could make sense. That could happen.
I'm pretty sure he was safe on whatever that testing
yeah, but,
area
like,
was.
You got to imagine like how many precautions people take. I mean, the main thing you should be laughing at is how he's going to slam down on the gas
and,
at a reporter.
And hit the reporter
yeah.
who's asking a question.
In an electric truck. Like,
only...
the man's not stable.
Well, the gas is now synonymous with the pedal that pushes the vehicle forward.
Don't sympathize with boomers. No, I'm just
Get out of here. Student history says, plague docs used masks as early as the 1200s in yeah. Italy. The beak was filled with herbs to ward off miasmas.
Oh, I wish I had my
the
bag.
The iconic plague mask was from the 1600s.
Yeah, so
that beak one.
The beak that you see, like the one that I have, is a masquerade style mask, which became popular in Italy. But if you go back to, you know, 11th century, there you go. What they did was they had these long beaks, and they would put crystalline and herbal supplements like waxes and saps and things
yeah.
that were antibacterial. So you get sage, for instance.
It's been taken over by the steampunk community.
Good. I mean, because the thing is, every 200 years there's a plague. So I was posting memes about the plague mask back.
I thought it was every 100 years.
Well, it's mostly, there's mostly like a major one every 200 years.
Oh, okay.
There's like a reset level plague.
One that really does kill millions of people.
Well, I mean, like, so malaria, and, you know, malaria is bad, you know,
yeah.
and, like, the amount of billions of people who've died of malaria is more than almost any other disease combined.
Wow.
And so, like, it is pretty serious.
And that's been going on for a while, though.
Yeah, to the point that evolution's created sickle cells in people that have, instead of circular cells, they have, like, a sickle, like a Marxist cell.
Yeah.
But that way it won't catch anything, because there's a hole on one side of it, so it can't ever get stuck. The parasite can't. Get into it.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, I mean, the plague mask, they would just put a lot of things in the beak, and then it would filter through that. And then it also would swing incense, and that's what they have at the churches, is frankincense and myrrh. But they
yep.
would swing the smoke because they thought it would crowd out and suffocate different... And sometimes that might be true.
All right. Let's see. David Murdoch with a huge super chat. Thank you very much, Dave. David. Hey, Adam. Drag the Dead, a third-person zombie shooter featuring Zane Dimash.
Nice.
And Uncle Hotap... Just hit a development milestone. New trailer up now at David Murdoch Art on Twitter. Hashtag counterculture. Hashtag drag the dead. Featuring Zane and Uncle Hotep. Wait,
wow.
What? Hold on. I have to see this right now.
Cool.
Huge super chat. I'm about to check this out and show everybody. Let's see. On Twitter. I want to see what this is all about. There it is, and let's see where I can find this. Drag the Dead. Here we go. Can you hear anything?
I cannot.
I don't think anyone can hear anything.
Is this about, like, drag?
Oh, it's third-person shooter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right on. Drag the Dead.
Look at that alien's butt. That's pretty
serious. That alien's got a butt on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, cool.
Nice.
Well, dude, good stuff, David. Congratulations,
Uncle Hotep,
man.
We'll check it out. That's awesome.
Don't stop.
Really rad.
Can I be a character?
Dude,
and Andreas?
Consider us.
Can you make him a hippo?
Can you make
like
me a hippo
a
goddess?
A mean hippo that eats the dead?
Can I be a hippo goddess?
A hippo goddess. Right? We're onto something. IWD says, Henry VIII was such a compulsive gambler, he once bet the year's GDP on a horse race.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that.
Did he win?
No, I don't think he did.
Oof.
Yeah. But they did.
Rough.
They did something, like, he cheated the nation, and there was, like, they stole their commerce ships. I forget if it was Denmark or the Netherlands. But
brutal.
He stole their commerce ships to get it back.
Wow, wow. Yeah, I don't know why the sound doesn't seem to work on my my videos
we'll
when
have to,
I show.
We'll have to tinker with it later.
I'll have to tinker with that, but let's see. Vesidia says, every time I see mythical old school god figures, first thing that comes to mind is Stargate SG-1. Great series, interesting take on mythology if you haven't seen it. Long series, essential sci-fi. I love Stargate. I love it.
Stargate, like, it's just disclosure.
The movie Stargate was my first favorite movie in life.
How old were you when you saw it?
Maybe 10.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know.
It's just mind-shattering.
I wonder when did that come out?
It kind of is like the conversation we had the other day about if you blow up something and you can create another
It came out in 1994. I was 10 when it came out.
Good call. That's how impactful it was.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I saw it right when it came out.
Nice.
And it was awesome.
It's amazing.
It was awesome. I love that movie.
I think that's
still love it. It's still good.
That's the kind of thing that really happens.
Yeah.
You know? It's too weird, like, not to be just straight up out of an ops book from a FOIA, you know?
And I love Egypt, too, the pyramids, the fact that, like, they landed it on the pyramid and, like, I don't know, connected with it. It was very cool.
And Planet Earth, or Battlefield Earth, is also pretty, it's terrible, but
okay,
good.
Mark G just says, can I get 3 rolls for 3 sixes?
Okay. Whoa.
I happen to have 3 20-sided die. I'm going to roll the 2 metal ones. Would you
really
do the honor of... would you roll?
Am I supposed to tell you?
Yeah, just tell me. It's fine.
It was 16.
I rolled a hot 20 and a 3.
Nice.
No sixes. Well, technically there is a 6.
Yeah, but that's really 2 eights, a 16. And you've got... I mean, you could look at yours as 23, which is a great enigmatic number for Robert Anton Wilson and Edgar, you know.
But it's not 3 sixes.
No.
Unfortunately, Mark G, we didn't roll 3 sixes
for
you.
I'm sure you could figure out a way of getting 3 sixes.
Okay, why don't you roll that again? We're going to play the dice game.
Okay.
All right, now don't tell anybody what that one is. The dice game has been rolled.
Okay.
All right, we have the number. I'm watching. You guys, good luck. Have fun. Nothing is on the line, so... You have nothing to lose.
I wonder if you can zoom in and see that. That's
Dragon, that doesn't count. You can't just guess all the numbers. If you did win, I would just ignore it. Let's see here. I'm just watching. Dixon says, that hippo story is the reason why I don't date fat chicks. Okay.
I don't get it.
All right. Okay, hold on.
You need to listen to a song. I have a song for you.
What's the song?
It's called Hard. It's a band called Hard Men Working Hard, and the song is called Fat Women.
Okay.
And you need to hear it, and it'll change your life.
I'm waiting. No one's guessing the number. No one's guessed the number yet. You guys are terrible at guessing.
You saw what it was?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
What is going on? Why is no one able to guess this number? Holy cow.
The number I took was an answer to 666.
It's like, 1 through 20.
Yeah. I mean, it's think about it similarly.
Seriously, no one's guessed it yet.
It's similar.
There we go. We got it.
There we go.
We got it. Juan Bomb.
Good job.
Juan Bomb, it is 5. You were the first person to guess 5. That took a while.
It's a pentacle. You'd think that if you got 3 sixes in 20, your mind, you should think about
there's
pentacles.
There's 1,200 people watching, and it took... There was some time between the first guess and Juan Bomb getting it. Congratulations, Juan Bomb. You won absolutely nothing. Save it up for something nice.
Incidentally, 5, counting 0, has a value of 6. So that also helps.
No.
Okay.
I don't agree.
You don't believe in zero. All right.
Zero is a representation of nothing, though.
Nothing is still of value.
How many hippos are actually in this room right now? Zero.
Zero is that semantics. You manifested the idea of hippo. This room is a hippo.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He didn't mean it, room. The light like flickers and turns off. It's like, what's happening? What's happening?
It eats you like a hippo? Yeah, basically. Prove me right, room.
The Magnum Express says the hippo, a.k.a. the danger water cow. Yeah,
the danger water
danger
cow.
Danger water cow.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Let's see here. Student of history says, my mistake, Harold Jaeger was the guard who, without orders, opened the gate. The man who oopsed was Gunter Schabowski, a spokesman, the Socialist Union Party of Germany. Oh, okay.
Have you seen Goodbye Lenin? You should watch that movie.
I haven't seen it, no.
It's great. It's all about the fall of the wall and like trying to hide it from someone's mother because they didn't want her to know.
Oh, really?
It's so good. It's so good.
That Simple Note said, check out Overlord. It's a pretty dank anime. Have you seen that one?
Overlord is good.
That's good.
Check out Hell's Angel.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
I don't know many anime, though. So Robert Wilde says, if everyone can, my brother Raymond has a heart attack and is doing okay. His blood pressure is high. If you can send your prayers, thank you. Oh, Robert. Well, I'm glad to know that he's doing okay. And I hope that he's doing well and better. And
many blessings.
And that I'm sorry to hear. I hope he's doing well. Very angry. Oh my gosh. Very angry citizen says, Andreas' shirt is groovy. I'm digging it. And I'm not going to read that hashtag because that's pretty brutal.
Oh no.
You see that?
I can't.
See what it says?
I'm losing my sight.
I'm not a big fan of those kind of hashtags. I'm not for war, so I'm not going to read that. I'm not your buddy guy says, love this guest. Thank you. I love peering into the rabbit holes to see something interesting. And it sure does happen every time you come out of your show.
When you look into the mouth of a hippo goddess.
And you're like, and everything is connected to. Let me break it down for you.
Apophagia. Yeah.
Vasidia says, have you heard of Iha de Quamedia, Quamada Grande, a.k.a. the island of Slash and Burn, fire, a.k.a. Snake Island? Snakes have some of the quickest venom due to isolation. Power of evolution. Cool story. Check it out. I haven't heard of it. Interesting.
Yeah, let's look into
Snake
that.
Island.
I like the Kundalini spine is the serpent, and like, you know, serpent energy is really important. The natives say that we have their thumbs, our opposable thumbs come from serpents because the lizards have thumbs, you know. Like,
interesting.
Snakes have them just up here. You can see like the
lizards have them too.
Yeah, straight up lizards have their arms reaching out, and they have, you know,
they're pretty cool looking.
We're definitely partially.
We're half lizards, half mushroom.
We have reptilian part of our brain, mammalian part. We're all there.
And the Mushroom Network.
Yeah, we got a mushroom. We're a digital Noah's archive with a Mushroom King. It's great.
Robert Shaw says, hippos F up Crocs.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
There's many videos of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
He continues, says, where do we get penicillin from? Shrooms for life.
That's true.
Yo, shrooms are amazing, dude. Yeah. Robert Shaw says, Horrible History is a great show. 10 out of 10 IGN. Horrible History. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I hope they're not making fun of us, but yeah, let's find out.
Is it Horrible History that we've got going on?
I hope not.
We were talking about Anne Boleyn.
Yeah, it seems pretty legit. All right, let's look into Horrible History. Look it up.
You know what? I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
So even if it is, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
He rated it a 10 out of 10. Whether if it is us or isn't.
Ancient alien
it's a good show.
Astronaut theorists agree that this is the best show.
Mr. Paul R. says, he's the mother of all hippos. Spin the UFO, roll the die, 12. Have a dress for mailing stuff, praying for the blessings, life for you. Thank you, Mr. Paul R. I don't have an address. I absolutely do need to get a mailing address. It was really fun while it lasted. I will have another mailing address soonish once things settle down. I'll spin that UFO for you, though. Let me get that spin going. You just roll it?
Yeah.
Okay. It is a 12.
Yeah.
Did you just roll a 12?
Yeah.
You just rolled a 12.
That's pretty great.
Mr. Paul R., you've done it again. No joke.
That's the second time he's done it?
Mr. Paul R. super chatted and won a pair of metal dice.
Wow.
And I sent them off.
Nice.
I think you've gotten them, right?
So you're magic.
Mr. Paul R.?
So we need to follow him around and go to casinos together.
That's amazing.
Good luck.
I'm actually shocked. That's craziness.
Witchcraft,
Mr. Paul R. And we've proven it. It wasn't me rolling it this time. You rolled it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what happened. You rolled it, and I was like, oh, hey, was it a 12? Wait a minute. Isn't it a 12? 12? It's a 12.
I tossed it down kind of thinking to myself, like, I can't make it hit 12. Wow. And then it did. I was like, okay.
Wow. That is amazing. Congratulations, Mr. Paul R. You've actually won something. He actually did. He won something. That's not true. Just now. I've already sent it to you because you already won. So it's amazing. Congratulations. Amazing. That's really cool. Robert Shaw says, remember when Cronus tried eating his children?
That's what we're talking about.
What's Cronus from?
It's Tararet. So Cronus So Cronus is the father of Zeus. So Jupiter, I do the Roman, Jupiter is Zeus, and Zeus is and Jupiter's father is Saturn. And so Saturn, you know, is married also, and then he swallows the children whenever they're birthed. And finally, Jupiter has to cut open the stomach and pour out all of his brother and sister gods.
That's what goddesses. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, interesting. That's kind of that androgynous... you know, they've changed the genders, not just of us, but of our gods and of our myths. It's interesting.
Craziness. Here, let's get another roll.
Oh, no.
Let's see if you can do it again. Sectus Gaming says, Newport needs a fatty spin. Roll it. Sectus wants the best number. I was going to say 17.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
7 and 17 upside down. Am I allowed to say that?
Sorry. No, you already said the word.
Yeah.
So it wasn't 17... But
17's closest to me right now. That's the number I see closest.
That's pretty insanity. It was one, like, I don't know,
it hit
one side
maybe
away.
That changed it.
One side away from getting 17.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. All right, roll it again because you just told everyone the answer.
My bad.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you rolled a 17 this time?
Okay.
Don't say the number.
I won't.
But let me see it. Okay, we've got the number. Everyone's already guessing, so I got you guys. Good luck. Have fun. Jaxel says, saw Stargate 6 times in the theaters. Most profound moment of my life is when my dad said, no father should ever have to outlive his son at the beginning.
Classic line.
That movie's so good. Yeah. Yo, Montana Horseman coming in hot with the guess that won the dice game.
Oh, good job.
It is one. What up, Montana Horseman? You are always here. Thank you so much for your constant support. I always am seeing you in chat. I appreciate you so much. You are the best. Jonathan Duger, how you doing, bud? Apparently, SG-1 is being rebooted with Amanda Tapping and Michael Shanks coming back. Dude.
Check out, if you haven't seen
Sliders. Dope.
You have to see Sliders if you haven't seen Sliders.
I remember watching Sliders back
then,
in the day.
And then there's a new one called Tripped.
Never seen that.
Tripped is like Sliders and SG-1, but it's about like a stoner who's like in his house, and then the version of himself from the multiverse that's like most serious shows up there. It's like, dude, we got to go because you're like the last one left and we have to save you.
What?
Yeah, Tripped. Really good.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Channel 4, British.
Did you ever see Fringe?
Love Fringe, yeah.
Great
show.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
J.J. Abrams, you know, did some interesting
stuff. Wait, was it J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
There's some really good stuff. That's like straight out MK Ultra declassified documents. A lot of that stuff is really
good. Okay, let's talk about that more later. Let's talk about that. Let's see. Walba says, Henry had 6 wives, divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. Wow.
See, that's the thing. I remember hearing 5 or 6. That was the thing.
I didn't know.
He could have had Muslim,
yeah,
and it was 5 was the rule in the Quran. And he's like, no, I need at least 6 wives. I can't stop until I have my kid with the son.
One survived, so I'm assuming he got his male heir. Although it turns out the future queen was from Anne Boleyn.
Yeah.
So
not an expert in
maybe he never actually did get his male heir. I'm not really sure.
Not an expert in Henry, but I know that like they destroyed his royal line afterwards. So there you go.
So maybe
the British family then
maybe Anne Boleyn's family was like, this mother.
Yeah.
He's gonna get it.
And the Puritans
take out his family line.
They got rid of Cromwell. They brought back Charles II from Amsterdam, begged him to be king, and his deathbed he converted to Catholicism, which freaked everybody out.
Wow.
So
That's crazy.
It all circled back.
Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, all women deserve love regardless of size. All human beings deserve love regardless of size.
Well, I think love, like actions matter more, you know.
Absolutely.
But like you should be careful about not being healthy. Like if you're going to hurt your knees and your heart, like that's not good for you. So like there's a level.
Whoa. Spicy, man.
Yeah.
Spicy. How dare you?
Take care of
yourself.
Are
you body shaming people?
I mean, the
by
knees.
By telling them to be healthy?
Only the knees.
Goodness sakes.
I mean,
how dare you want people to be healthy, Andreas?
The trick is this.
Exertus.
I'm going to get fat. This is how it's going to work.
Why?
So I can.
Why do you say that? Why are you putting that energy in
there?
So
I can get. I'm going to do it on purpose. So I can get liposuction.
And then, why?
I'm telling you.
It's expensive.
Well, but I'll do it in Panama. And then I'll store the fat in a cryogenic chamber.
For what?
So that when I'm 90, I can inject it into my knees. Have you seen how this works?
No.
Yeah, so the stem cells that come from the fat actually are some of the best, and they're not from babies. So if you're going to do it,
okay,
this is all right.
How. Okay, all right, we're moving on.
Mother of all hippos.
My goodness, my goodness. Sectus Gaming says, watch Gurren Lagann mech anime use the power of the spiral, golden mean spiral power. Cool. Hmm. Ryan C., thank you for that super chat. Just a little $5 emote. That's kind of fun.
Sweet.
I'm not your buddy guy says, oh, hey, I came across something called the Blue Beam Theory or Project. Pardon me. Anyway, it talks about projections of aliens from satellites.
Oh, blue beam.
Into our skies.
I thought you said blue bean. I was like, what is this?
Blue beam.
Yeah, blue beam is for real.
I have seen some of that stuff.
Look into Michael Aquino.
And I've seen some, like, when there was fires in California, people were saying that they were being...
Dues, direct energy weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not all it is. So back in the 80s, Michael Aquino made this book called Fear Itself. He's like, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, so let's invent fear. And he left the Church of Satan to start the Temple of Set, and he became the leader of the NSA and some of the military operations. But he would do blue beam and these things. They would record their voices and then play it back at natives so that they thought they were gods. You know,
interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Student of History says, so Adam, Andreas leads you down the rabbit hole. So are you Alice and Andreas is the little white rabbit? Also, hippos have the best KD ratio versus humans. Wow.
Yeah.
Am I Alice? Are you the white rabbit?
I have no idea, man.
Did you just... is this Alice in Wonderland?
We could do that deep fake. I mean,
Adam in Wonderland?
Adam in Wonderland, yes. You were Adam in Wonderland. I always felt more like Alice, but...
it seems like you've converted. You're now the white rabbit.
I'm some sort of mad hare. All right.
I could see it, actually.
That's cool. I could see it.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, maybe you're right, student. Hung says, been microdosing for a few months now. Life-changing. Love to catch the live stream. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it.
Throw lion's mane and turkey tail into your diet. They don't have any psychedelic effects, but they'll cure you of cancer and keep you healthy.
I like that. Robert Shaw says, Horrible Histories is an amazing educational show. Okay, it's an actual show.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Chelsea Hunter says, Kendall, Everett, and Wyatt say hello. That is my actual sister.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Chelsea.
What's up, Chelsea?
Chelsea Kendall, is actually the incredible... sister of mine that is behind the Krigler and Coffee Instagram, Krigler Coffee Instagram. Please go give it a follow. Really would love for it to become. Ooh, look at this. Holy cow. This is from the White Lasagna, made Krigler Coffee ice cream.
That's bougie.
Has super chatted me multiple times, and it has actually is the one who sent me that dye.
Dude.
White lasagna.
I want to try that.
Dude, that looks so good. It's got the actual beans.
Is that coffee ice cream?
It's my coffee. He used my coffee
to make
and made
ice
cream with.
Oh, dude.
That looks incredible.
Oh, we're going to have to get to try this.
White
awesome.
Lasagna, thank you. You've been talking about it for a while. That's so cool. I really do appreciate that. I would love to try it. Oh, my goodness. And thanks, Chels. She's the best. Mark Robichaud says, forget Chicken City. We want Shroom City. Yeah. Oh, well, that's cool. Mark Robichaud says, Cronus... was warned that his children will kill him, so instead of trying to be nice, he went with violence, which fulfilled the prophecy.
Right. If you read Fromm's The Art of Love, it talks about the immature love, which is to try to connect with something, and the mature form of love, which is a separative love, and the birds that fall out of the nest.
Yeah.
So you can look at the fatherly love and the motherly love similarly to see how religion's changed.
Have you ever rolled the 100-sided die?
No.
Do you want to give it a shot?
I'm scared.
You can't give it too much of a roll because it'll roll. There we go. All right. Don't say the number.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Don't say the number.
I like it, though.
Okay.
It's a good number of all the numbers.
I'm going to read the last few Super Chats, and the closest person to guess will win the game. Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, Henry got head.
That's, nice.
And he laughed just the same. As I was reading the laughs, you laughed, and it was just the one in the same. It was
meta.
Pretty funny. Mr. Paul R. says, loved Fringe. Did you watch They Live? No, I haven't watched They Live yet.
You haven't seen They Live?
I haven't seen it.
Everyone watch They Live.
No, I know. I need to watch it. I'm going to watch it, guys. I'm going to watch it. I will. I'm sorry.
Not mentioning any names,
Adam. I haven't watched it yet because I'm going to do a watch party on my Twitch channel.
Oh, dude, give me tickets. I'll be there.
So all you got to do is just show up and watch it with me. All right,
we're
going to
do that.
Robert Shaw says lions are trash compared to hippos.
Yeah.
Lightning strikes are the leading cause of wildfire. Honey badgers and hippos are the masters of Africa. Food pawn is the only pawn we need in life. Sectus Gaming says, yeah, DEWs caused the paradise fires. You know, some weird stuff happened when the house burned and not the adjacent forest.
Yeah, when things melt and stone turns to brimstone, biblically speaking.
It was weird, yo. Yeah. There was a lot of weird stuff going on last year.
I was there.
Pindrop in 1984 says, ever feel Dr. Fauci is Thanos? Maybe. Mark Robichaud says, we demand a 1,000-sided die. I don't know if they exist.
We can make it happen.
All right, whoa. Let me see the number.
It's close, but it's no cigar.
Okay, I've cut it off. I'm going to go look. This is really close.
Really close. Wait, did I see it?
This is even closer.
Wait, is that it up there? Oh, no.
This is even closer.
Yeah.
Let's see who's going to win this.
Come on, guys.
Let's see if anyone actually guessed the actual number. There's a lot of guesses. It's
wait. There it is.
Wait, where? There. Holy cow.
Will got it.
Will guessed it. It Will. Is 57.
Will, you did it.
Will.
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 Holy Will.
He goes by just simply Will. There's only nothing else, just Will. W-I-L-L. Congratulations, Will.
Will.
It was 57.
Just like Heinz
ketchup. You guessed the correct number. I'm just going back to make sure no one guessed 57 before he guessed 57.
Fair enough.
And holy shit, Crippler actually did.
Nice.
Crippler 101.
Crippler.
Guessed 57 before. That was the fourth guess.
The fourth guess is strong.
The fourth guess. Got it. Crippler 101. Pardon my French. I was just too excited to find out that two people guessed out of a 100-sided die. It took forever for someone to guess the right number on the 20-sided die.
Yeah.
And the fourth guess got it on the 100-sided die. How does that work?
Hypnognosis.
Okay, that's amazing. Congratulations, Crippler 101. You won the 100-sided dice game. Will... Sorry, buddy. You didn't actually win.
But you did channel in on the truth.
You channeled in.
And that's important to me.
You know, I'll give it to both of them.
Yeah.
They both won. I said I was going to cut it off and whoever got closer, and there was two people that guessed correctly.
Yeah.
Crippler 101 did absolutely
Number
get
four
it first.
Is impressive. Is...
Will. All right. Will. Sorry. Crippler 101 got it first. Let's see here. Sectus Gaming says, you should do a CIA declassified projects deep dive with Andreas. That'd be dope, in my opinion. We should do that on your channel.
Well, you could watch on my channel, Sci-Fi.
You could sit here again.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't know if you guys know this. Yeah. When I got a strike on my channel and I wasn't able to stream for 1 week, this guy came and we did a live interview on his channel, and he sat here and I sat there.
You guys didn't see that. It was actually pretty good.
It was pretty funny.
Proust interview questionnaires.
I have it right, but I'm going to keep that forever.
Forever.
Yeah, because whenever I do interviews, I love those questions.
Nice.
They're fantastic questions.
Can't go wrong with 18th century knowledge.
No, it's true.
Joshua. No, wait, really quickly, guys. Type in P-S-Y-F-I. Sci-Fi. On my channel, on Exertus, you can find like a 2-hour doc on all of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely check out his channel. It's simply Andreas Exertus, just like it says, right below him.
Sci-Fi in the crib.
Right over there, down in that bottom corner. See what I'm pointing at?
But I'm trying. It's just back. There
it
is.
There it is. It's down over there.
I'm literally petting my name right now.
Kind of. Go around the mic. Go around the mic stand.
Oh, there you are.
There it is. Yeah. Yes. All right. He's got it now. All right. Calm down. Calm down. You're literally petting yourself.
Yeah. And
could, like, you're petting yourself live on my show right now, man. Joshua says, the people behind the Arizona election are begging the auditors to stop the audit. Look it up. Funny as hell. I know. It's very weird. I'm paying very close attention to it. Yeah. And there's some interesting stuff coming out of there. I'm waiting until it's done before I actually talk about it. Let's see. Robert Shaw says, Biden had to change his pants after that car stunt. Yeah, maybe. Crippler coffee is just as good as Krigler coffee. Whoa.
Wait, what? No. Is there like a ripoff now?
Crippler 101 won
the Does he
the
make his
game.
Own coffee?
No, probably not.
Okay, because that'd be like...
Robert Shaw says, clowns at work leave coffee bits in the sugar jar. Oh, that's terrible.
Nice. And
then Robert Shaw says, assemble Osiris. Was he around?
Osiris.
Where'd he go? Osiris is the name of our cat.
Which is interesting because you'd think it would be Bastet or some kind of like the cat goddess. But you know, Osiris, that's, you know, call a cat the name that they came with.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is the show. Thank you so much for joining, Andreas.
Dude.
You're the best.
This was great.
Always love having you on the show.
I love being here.
We'll definitely have you again soon.
Let's do that watch party. Let me know when that's happening.
All right. Yeah, I will definitely let you know. And thank you all for joining in. I appreciate you all very much. So you guys are the best. I will be back, of course, on my Twitch channel later tonight, twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. I just play games with my homies. It's really fun. And tomorrow I'll be back here on The Krigler Show. So you all have a great night, and I will see you next time. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.